Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
You're listening to iRadio's Group Chat, and with Children's Hospice Week just around the corner, we're turning our attention to a cause that is making a real difference to families across the country. Laura Lynn Children's Hospice provides vital care and support to children with life-limiting conditions and their families. And this year, they're going bigger than ever with their brand new 24-hour challenge fundraiser taking place on May 21st and 22nd. The event is inviting people to get moving, whether that is running, walking, cycling or rowing, all in aid of an incredibly important cause. To tell us more, I'm joined now by Cathy White, 24-hour challenge organiser and fundraising manager from Laura Lynn. Cathy, thank you for joining me on the show. For people who might not be familiar, can you tell us what Laura Lynn does and who it supports?
Yes, of course. So Laura Lynn is Ireland's only children's hospice. We are based in South Dublin, but we provide care and support to children with life-limiting conditions and their families from all over Ireland. So we're a pretty unique cause in that we look after children who unfortunately aren't expected to reach the age of 18. So when a child has a diagnosis, which what we call is a life-limiting condition, they'll be referred into us. And what we provide is wraparound care, I think is the best way to explain it. We'll be there from diagnosis if possible, and we'll stay with them through there till honestly kind of bereavement, so after a child passes, and then also we have a bereavement pathway. So we make sure that we can do as much as possible for that child and also the family. So we do have a hospice in Dublin. There's 7 bedrooms there where we provide respite, we provide care for the families, but we also do have our community teams. So we have 3 teams that work throughout the country that go into people's homes, that they visit the families in the community, and they make sure that those families are looked after. And on top of that, and when I say wraparound care, what I'm really talking about is the additional things to medical needs. It could be music therapy, it could be play therapy, and we have psychosocial supports, and that really means that we can tap into the family from all different areas and we can really check in, see how they're doing. But also, as I said, when a family does unfortunately lose their child, the relationship with Laura Lynn doesn't end then. We'll actually continue with them, and we have what we call a bereavement pathway, and we'll make sure to check in with them and we'll stay with them in those few years after, because I'm sure if you've lost anyone in your life, and a lot of us have lost people, that first year you're really kind of just getting through it, but might be year 2, year 3, it could be an anniversary 5 years down the line, and we want to make sure that we're still there for the family if they do need it.
You guys provide such invaluable and important resources across Ireland. Can I just say, and I'm sure anyone listening to you chatting this evening will also second me on saying that, but we're coming up to Children's Hospice Week as well. Why is this week so significant for you guys?
Yeah, so Children's Hospice Week is our National Awareness Week. It's the one week that we want everybody to hear about Laura Lynn. As we are Ireland's only children's hospice, we really want to make sure that people know who we are. So we have a lot of activities that week. You'll see us out there. There might be some ads out in the radio or something fun like that. But it's all about raising awareness about Laura Lynn. And as part of that, and I suppose that's why I'm here today, is we have an activation for people. And it's a very large, very fun fundraising event called the 24-Hour Challenge.
Talk me through the 24-hour challenge, the main reason you are here today. I know that you are behind all of this, and let's dive into it. Right, what can people expect from that? Explain it to me.
Yeah, so don't worry, I'm not asking anyone to sign up for 24 hours to do anything crazy for Laura Lynn. I and my colleague Niamh are the only two that really do that. But what this is, it's evolved over the years. We're in our 3rd year doing it now, and 3 years ago, this started as the 24-hour treadmill challenge, and we had the crazy idea of putting a marquee on the grounds of Laura Lynn in Dublin. We got 20 treadmills in that marquee, and we kept them running for 24 hours. So people came, they did 30-minute slots, they did an hour slot, and they raised money, and then they headed home. So it's all about, I suppose, coming in, doing your 30 minutes, and helping us, I suppose, keep going for those 24 hours. Now, there's been a slight name change, and the event has slightly changed to the 24-hour challenge. So what this is this year is we have an even bigger marquee. We still have those treadmills. We have stationary bikes, and we have rowing machines. So we have people still coming in for 30 minutes. tickets for 1 hour. They'll take part in the event, they'll fundraise for us, and then they'll head home. But it's all about keeping Laurelin moving for 24 hours to show that a child with life-limiting condition also requires 24 hours of care. So we're really standing up with these families.
What can people expect if they're coming along to that specific event? What's going to greet them when they come in the door?
Excellent question. After doing this event for 2 years, I will say you have no idea what you are going to be walking into. So if you haven't taken part in this event, it genuinely is one of the most amazing things I have ever been to. I completely understand I'm biased as I'm involved in the running of it, but we have people from all over the country who come on site. They're taking part. The whole atmosphere is absolutely electric. Everyone is there for one reason, and it's to help children with short and precious lives. We have musical acts in there. We're trying to get a bit more dancing this year. So you'll see the crew from Laurelin in there dancing. You'll see our families. You'll see our children come in. We have costumes. There's a lot of music. There's a couple of special guest DJs coming this year as well. So we have live music going. And the beauty is that you could be in there at 9 o'clock in the morning, or you could be in there at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you will see something crazy. You will see something fun. Now, that might just be me on a microphone singing or doing the Macarena. I think I do Saturday night, and I do all the dances around 100 times that day. But it's all about inclusion. It's all about fun. I know this event sounds daunting when you say the 24-hour challenge and you talk about gym equipment and you talk about everything, but really it's 30 minutes. You can walk it, you can run it, you can hop on that bike, you can do the rower, but it's so accessible to everyone. And we really just want everyone to come in there to have a good time, to understand a little bit more about Laurelin and to raise much needed funds.
You're asking people as well to raise €250 when they're taking part in this. How is that money making a real difference to you?
Yeah, so Laurelin is predominantly funded by the public. So it's from events like this. It's from the incredible donors that we have, the incredible fundraisers that we have, that we're able to provide the services that we do. So we receive around a third of our funding from the government. The rest is thanks to people like your listeners, people who just pick up the phone and donate to us or come to our events and raise money. But we couldn't do any of the services that I mentioned earlier without the public support.
Even if someone can't attend this particular 24-hour challenge, how else do you want them to support Laurelin over the next couple of months?
Yeah, so we have a website set up, which is laurelin.ie. People can donate directly to us there. They can check out our the event there as well under the 24-hour challenge. But also something as simple as hosting a coffee morning for us or doing a pub quiz for us, hosting fundraisers like that. It's amazing what a small event can raise, but also it's really helping us raise awareness. So it's great for us that we have that. And maybe there's a family out there who don't know about our services that actually could be linked in with us. So by you hosting a coffee morning or doing a small event for us, actually getting the word out there means that somebody could link in with us when they really need us.
If people are hoping to follow along with you guys on socials, where can they find you?
Yes. So if you look up Laurelin Children's Hospice on any of social media, so we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have TikTok, you will see, especially during those 24 hours of the challenge, we have so many stories up there. We'll have our celebrity guests up there. And it really, it's a great fun to keep kind of just like keep watching. I know I kept watching the stories over and over again last year. I just wanted to see more, even though I looked like an absolute fool at times. It was so great to see so many people coming together for Laurelin.
What would you say to encourage someone listening this evening to sign up or to donate to Laurelin?
Do you know what I would say? I've worked in Laurelin now for 8 years, and I can, hands on my heart, say that it is one of the most incredible places I have ever been. I have seen firsthand the impact that it makes to families. I have seen families come to us absolutely exhausted and tired and just needing a break, and they leave smiling and happy, and they've had that break that they need. But I've also heard laughter, I've heard singing, I've seen music therapy sessions, and I'm probably saying far too much now than what you wanted, but it really is like it's a place that deserves more than one or two words. It deserves so much more, and the support that we already have from the public is amazing. But if anybody is thinking about getting involved in this event or donating, all I can say is please and thank you, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Cathy, that was not too long of an answer, as you say. There clearly is no way to sum up how amazing charities like this are and all of the work that they do for all of the children involved and their families and people right across Ireland. So thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. I wish you the very best of luck with this event. And I am sure that people, even if they can't be there on the day, will be supporting in some shape or form. And I'll certainly be following along on the socials as well. Keeping an eye replaying the stories, no more than yourself.
No, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.